After Yosef revealed himself to the brothers, Bashbayigash, so the pasuk says that Yosef said, "Ani Yosef, he wants to reveal himself and reveal the tzias, the emes, the mention of the Salevi." The pasuk says, "V'lo yochol Yosef l'safek m'chol nitzom and olov." Yosef had got to a matzav that he felt that it's time to reveal himself, it's time to give the emes of Teichocha, as the Medrash Da'ar says on this pasuk, Oilonu Yomadin, Oilonu Yomad Teichocha, that he's giving the emes of Teichocha. And yet, at that moment when Yosef was mamish, it hit the right nerve. They got to the right moment, and Yosef, they got to the right moment of MS, and Yosef had felt that it's time to reveal himself. You can imagine the emotions, you can imagine the feeling that Yosef now felt that he had to mamish, give them the MS and give it to them in the right way. But as Rashi brings down, lo yochol Yosef l'isapil chol nitzovim, lo yochol lizbol shimitzvim nitzovim lo v'shoim she'ochem esbayishim b'yivod olam. Amir, the pasuk here, Rabbi Yisrael, unbelievable zach, the control and the koiches that Yosef had at that moment. You can't imagine the emotion, you can't imagine the feelings of Yosef at that moment that he wanted to reveal himself. Many times he wanted to reveal himself, and what was holding back until Binyamin came down, the Kaim the dreams, Kaim the Chaloimais, that always be about him. And now, at the moment of truth, Yosef wants to, reveal himself and show the brothers the MS that you were tiny, what's going to be with my father, what happened to me, and yet Yosef has the control, and Yosef has the know-how to think at that moment, what's going to be with the busha? All the mice at the end of the day, they're going to have busha. Shteit in Chazal, in the Kinibul Miponov, the Chavfor Chazal bring down, Mibnei Abusha, Rashi brings down, and they were Takas Omavoyish, and Chazal bring that the Shamas went out from them from the busha. So anybody can have the busha. They had to have the busha. They had to be bushed from each other. Rabbi Yosef understood that they weren't deserving of the busha to be advised to be in front of the Mitzrayim. And like now they're going to have busha. Or in one of them, they're going to have busha. And they're going to have a tremendous busha. And the fact that the Teichocha is going to be so piercing and so MS and so going to disprove the whole Shita. But they would tell you, Echel Ovi, and there's going to be so much busha here. But yet they weren't deserving of the extra busha. They weren't deserving of the extra knage of embarrassment towards the Mitzrayim. So it's Yosef, Yitzio, Kol Yishmei Olai. Move everybody out. Everybody out. The Holy Zavi couldn't hold back. But at that moment, he has the koiches and nefesh and the understanding and the feeling that to be given extra busha, that they shouldn't be. And this is something which needs so much limud of Oisai. When Chazal say that when a person mochiach somebody, he has a right to mochiach. When a person has a right to mochiach, but Chazal say, Yochol, even if you embarrass him, there's a Chazal, Oisisa lovchet. A person has a right to give Teichocha, and what's the purpose of Teichocha? To change his ways. You want to give a person to get the proper direction in life. You want to give him Mussar and how to improve in his Avodas Hashem, in everything. Always the tzura of giving Teichocha, is the tzura of how to reprove somebody, and L'maisa, it doesn't, the end doesn't justify the means. Just because you have a right to, and the Torah wants you, and over here about the Torah, wanted Yosef to give. Again, the Chazal learned out Meredith, Allah, Meredith is so in Hilchos Teichocha, Ailonim Yom Adin. Kisa Yosef Ochiach as Aach, and they won't like, what are we going to answer about it? Was Emes Adichacha. But Soyfe Shal Dover, the Busha, that they didn't deserve, it's out of its dream, Yosef held back, and Yosef didn't do it in front of its dream. This is a Meredik Musa Haskell for us, but it's a Beron Chaveiroi, of how we have to be careful, have to be so careful on the Busha, to not revive somebody, everybody. To be careful on the feelings of embarrassment and busha that a person has, everybody. And many times it's easy for a person to understand what it means to be bullied, but Elamais, at the end of the day, he goes and revives somebody else. And we don't realize how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu's teveya from a person, even when he's doing the right thing, not to cause busha to somebody else, everybody. Busha, when you embarrass, when you shame something, shame someone, you take away your self-esteem. Chazal say, Amalim Pei Chaveiroi, Chazal say, Amalim Pei Chaveiroi is Kilu Rotzchoi. And Mishonim learned Pshat that the Toysus has the Kasha ready. The Gemara says, Chazal say, it's Kilu Rotzchoi. The red goes out of his face, and the white comes in, and Mishonim has the Kasha. So why is it in the big three? And we showed him say it's taka, it's not mafurish, but it's taka, it's a din like the big three. That means if someone comes over to you according to the Kamri Shoinim and says, eat a mevayish this yid, or I'll kill you, you have to give up your life. It's a hell of the gazach of a so-called Kamri Shoinim.
This is
the search. Tyson said the test. Right? Tyson said mafurish. Twice he says that a person comes over to you and says you have to give up your life, you embarrass this yid or rabbi, or I'll kill you. Twice his pa says mafurish over there, and you have to give up your life. The hell of the gazapa, boy. But it's ki'ilu hargoy. It's ki'ilu hargoy. And those are these sort of boys, not to be mafid, or chazal, but teaching us on the. Over here we're going to be mafurish anyway, that's the chiddush. Over here, Yosef, they're going to be mavuish anyway. They're going to have busha from each other. But they're not. There's no reason to give them extra busha. They're not supposed to have extra busha. They have to have the know-how and have the feelings of understanding and to realize, have the realization that extra busha they're not deserving of, and therefore I'm going to be careful, not just, okay, now I have a heter to say it. I have a heter to mochiach this guy. I have a heter to say what I have to say now. So, man, I won't be careful. He has to be, he's mivuish anyway. I'm going to say it to him, he's going to be mivuish. When I'm about to say it, he's going to be mivuish. But who says you have to say it in front of another person? Sometimes you have to go over and tell somebody an important idea. You have to tell someone that he did something wrong. He came into your room and like he woke you up. So you say, anyway, you have busha for it. He's going to be asked for me. So you say, you know what? Let me say it anyway in front of another couple of guys. Of that mamish asur, because who says he deserves the busha and the tzar of the busha that comes from somebody else? That he has from the other people, so that's what we're learning from this thing. When Yosef held, they don't deserve more busha, and the extra busha is taka shaloi kedin, and taka could be a shadow from Malam Panichaver. Oh, he's not busha anyway, but the more busha there is, the more tsar, and the worse it is. Is the Torah is teaching us that we makbid on the busha of somebody else. We have to be so makbid, be so careful. And the way to work on that, Rabbi Yisrael, is really to feel that, this, I think there's a very easy way to work on it, is to feel that how a person feels when he's mavuyish. Many, many times a person is mavuyish by somebody, and it hurts him very much, and you feel the shame, you feel very degraded, you feel very down when somebody says something. It could be even one person tells you something, but you feel very down. You know the feeling that it is. Is a pasha, the pasha halacha, the pasha mitzias, and the ben alam chaveru, but the son iloch lechaver chalasod. What you don't like done to you, don't do to somebody else. A person knows how it feels to get mavuish even from a single person. So a person can implant that and make that a mindset for himself when he goes to say something to somebody else, and it might cause busha. You have to be very, very careful, Rabbi Yisrael, to protect the busha from somebody else. We once said over a ma'isa, meredik a ma'isa, and then Reb Chaim Oizer, Rabbi Yisrael. A meredik a ma'isa, Reb Chaim Oizer, the God of Ador, how much he was makbil, and he was careful on the busha from a year, Rabbi Yisrael. There was a story, they say, oh, Reb Chaim Oizer was walking once with Talmidim, and a kid came over to him, And he started to stutter. He stuttered very much. And he said, wait, you know, until he got it out of him, it took him like 3 minutes to get out. Well, he wanted to know where a certain address was. So Reb Chaim Oiza took this kid, and instead of telling him directions, he said, follow me. And he went with his whole entourage, because he wasn't alone, he was with all Talmidim, and he went in a whole direction, he took the kid, he told him, took him to the house. So the Talmidim asked him afterwards, Rebbe, I don't understand. Well, my side, I understand that you want to help the kid, you know, even though he's a little kid, and you want to help him, but why do you have to take him all the way to another house, to the house to show him where it is? Just give him directions. You had to go, and what was the pshat? He Reb Chaim Oiza went out of his way, totally went to a whole different direction to show this kid the way. So Reb Chaim Oiza said, Amar de Gazach. He said that, you know why this is a double portion? What would be if this kid is going to go on the way, and the direction I'm going to give him are good, but at the end of the day, it's a little complicated. So Maisa, what happens many times when people get directions, and it's a complicated direction, a little complicated. What happens at the end of the day is they end up having to ask someone else. What's going to happen now? This kid's going to have to start asking somebody else. This kid has a stutter. It takes him a few minutes to get it out of his mouth. The mice of that stutter is a busha to him. So every time he talks, that's a busha. So the God of Lador took his out of his time to go in a different direction in order that this little kid shouldn't have an extra busha. He didn't have to start to ask somebody else later on. To take away busha, to be careful somebody else's busha, to be worried about somebody else's busha, Rabbi. That's what it's all about, Rabbi Yisai. Yosef, they're going to be a voice anyway. Oh, but the extra busha they don't deserve. L'yochol Yosef v'sapet the chalani tzom, clear everybody out. Let them not have an extra busha. Let them have extra shame. That's what you have to work on, Rabbi Yisai. Caring about the shame and the busha of our chaveirim, the yeshiva, and the klal Yisrael, to be extra sensitive to everybody's feelings of us. We know how it feels with us. Someone says something, puts a little bit feeling of uncomfortable. We say, oh, that boy is insensitive. Or we can say sometimes that's something that's stinging, it's something embarrassing. Even we have to give teichacha, the right way to give it, very gently. And advisor to be careful that when you have to give the teichacha, make sure no one else is around. And be'ezah Hashem, a person is careful about the bush of somebody else. Be'ezah Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will give him siat dishmaya. That the more you merachim and care about the feelings of somebody else, Yizurcha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu merachim alecha, Yizurcha tziyat tishmaya, Yizah Hashem kol tuf selet.